This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Ah, kia ora, nei mai haramai, nei mai hoki mai ki roto e tēnei kaupapa o Out West Radio. Kia ora whānau, my name is Tom, I'm the youth worker here at the Western Community Centre. Here to bring you all the info, all the haps about what's happening out west. So all you Westies who are tuned in, we've got some treats for you today. So if you're an OG, welcome back. If you're new, welcome to the space. Again, we're based at 46 Hyde Ave. We are the Western Community Centre. We have a mission statement to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community. We've got a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy and self-reliant communities. And we've also got some values that we hold dear to us as well. Strength-based, respect, integrity, quality services, meaningful relationships, professionalism, and te o waitangi, honouring the bicultural journey of Aotearoa. So that's us. We are community-driven. We want to make sure that we are doing everything right by the people in our community, for the people that step in these doors, making sure we're doing right by them, for the people that are needing help at home, making sure we're doing right by them as well. First of all, still love to thank our sponsors. Thank you very much for the time and effort you put into us. Also, thank you to the board members that allow us time, space, most importantly, allow us to be creative at the Western Community Centre, because any of you guys, again, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do. We love doing what we do, and we love being creative in that area. So thank you very much for giving us those opportunities. We're going to go through a couple of things that we have going on here at the Community Centre. If you haven't been onto our Facebook page, please go onto Western Community Centre. Pretty easy to find. Info is pretty easy to follow. There's a whole heap of stuff and stuff that we'll be sharing. What we normally do around the Community Centre will be also shared on our Facebook page. And one of the most common things that we have going on here at the Community Centre is our fruit and veggie packs. And we normally read this every week, but we normally share every week because there's different fruit and veggies in the bags each week. So if you're lucky to get in and get your fresh fruit and veggie pack this week, and they are just $15, and normally we would say come and pick them up before 5:30, because 5:30 is when we close. Wednesdays are a little bit tricky, because Wednesdays is when they get packed into the bag. So if you normally drive past, you'll see them out on the driveway putting fruit and veggies into bags and coming placing them inside for you to come and pick up. Normally around 11 a.m. on Wednesday, you would start coming in to come and pick them up. And then in the morning, every other day, Thursday, Friday, you'll just come in and pick them up. In between 8:30 and 5:30. Now 5:30, again, just a reminder that is when we close. So we do PayWave. We've got FPOS and we take cash as well. So yeah, if you need it, come on down. It's all about creating a healthy space for our community and at a cheaper price too. So the equivalent of spending $30 at a supermarket, you can come and spend $15 here. But in saying that, I'm going to go through all the many things that we have to offer here at the Community Centre. And then just after that, I'll carry on and I'll go through. I'll pick a couple of things out and I'll go through them in a little bit more detail. So again, what we have to offer, we do over 101 unique services, activities, events, and programs. And these things are held each year. They're available to the public from our community-owned facilities, which is here at Hyde Ave and also over at 108 Grandview. Where we run some stuff as well. If you didn't know, 108 Grandview was the OG, is still the OG community centre, Western Community Centre, where Neil was. Yeah, anyway, so what we have to offer, Justice of the Peace, that's at 9 a.m. to 11. We've got Citizens, they have Voice Clinics, they're on Wednesdays. We've got Family Court Navigator, they're fortnightly. Kāinga Ora Housing Support Manager, fortnightly. We've got Whānau Support Worker, very busy person. She's in and out of the building all the time, probably out there helping our whānau. Not probably, she is out there helping the whānau, helping whānau in the community. We've got Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust, that's financial mentoring. They're on Tuesdays and Fridays. We've got legal advice from the Amman People's Hope. They're on Thursdays. We've got acupuncture, Tuesdays. Those are must book in sessions. Plunkett Outreach Clinic. And then we've got Fruit and Veggie Co-op. What I was just talking about before, equivalent of spending $30, you get your $15. And what you would have got in there, your apples, bananas, broccoli, carrots, potatoes, and lettuce. Programs and activities, we've got playgroups for children's and children programs. We've got 50 plus events, trips, luncheons. We've got activities and walking groups of them. We've got Powerball check, where you bring your Powerball in and we go over it and match it. Also, just the... ensuring that you're not paying more than you need to be paying for your Powerball. Toi Māori, we've got Western Wheels Learning License course. We've got Out West Radio Show, which you're tuned in at 89.0 Free FM. We've got youth activities, events, holiday programs, and then plus our leadership development stuff that we have for our young people here. We've got children's holiday program, after school care programs, community education and training. What we have in our facilities, the services that we can offer immediately, we've got free public phone. You don't have to press any number to dial out whānau. You can just ask where the phone is and we'll put you in the right direction. All good. We've got computers. There's four computers in the foyer connected to the internet. So if you need to come down and do some stuff, we need to be online to do it, feel free to come and use our computers. If you've got to print stuff, feel free to go up to reception and ask for the email for the admin photocopying stuff, and then you can send it through and we'll photocopy it for you. What else do we have? Oh, there's also scanning and printing that you can do down here as well. You can hire a venue. There's over 2,519 bookings each year. There's over 153 community groups, organizations, faith-based communities, education providers, and clubs that use our venue each year. Also, it's a great place for whānau gatherings and celebrations. There's a lot of people that have like 21sts here. There's some weddings here, some after-function stuff. So feel free to come on down and do that. We've got table and chair hire. We've got fair share market every second Saturday of the month. What that is, is in the 3 hours, there's activities or a session in each of those hours. So the first one, the first hour is a crop swap. The second hour is a craft swap. The third hour is a repair co-op. And we also have 111 care first aid courses. We've got Go Eco Free Food Store Thursdays and Fridays at 1 p.m. We've got free meals Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays during the school term, because those are the school lunches that we pick up. That's a list of what we have to offer here at the community centre. And again, I'm just going to go through and pick a few out that I can read out to you or go through so you know in a bit more depth. So we'll start off with this one. If you're looking for yoga, there's a class called Yoga with Sydney, and it is beginner friendly, but it's every Monday at 6 p.m. It's an hour class, so it finishes at 7. It is $10 cash, so you bring cash in. It is BYO, your own yoga mat though, but this class draws on traditional yoga practices of asana, that's the postures, and pranayama, I think I'm saying it right, there's a bit of breath work to support both body and mind. So if you're around for that and you're keen on that, you want to do some yoga classes, this is Yoga with Sydney. And with saying that, with a bit of yoga, bit of a good segue into the next part of this as well. There's some mindset, self-defense, and close quarters combat as well. That's also down here at the Western Community Centre. That's on the 25th, 26th, of July in 2026, so this year. So the classes start at 10 a.m, finish at 4:30 p.m. To register, you go to selfdefencecourses.co.nz. If you are looking for a contact, just go to info@selfdefencecourses.co.nz. But it's to empower yourself, empower yourself with our Women's Self-Defense Workshop and get ready for the most intense, comprehensive, and hands-on self-defense training in New Zealand and Australia. This isn't just another class. This is an immersive experience designed to equip you with the skills and confidence and techniques that you need to stay safe. So come on down. So that's the Mindset, Self-Defense, and Close Quarters Combat.
Got free legal advice here every Tuesday. You do have to book an appointment. And so what you do is you make contact with us. There are a few questions that we do need to ask, and this is just to prep the lawyers in advance so that it's not a waste of time, because they are very small, fast-minute, 20-minute appointments. So you'll need to give us your name, contact number, any other person that that you're seeking legal advice about, and the topic, so that they are prepared. You can email us, you can give us a call, or you can flick us a Facebook message to book in an appointment. And we have slots from 9 a.m, 9:20, and 9:40. So just make sure you get in contact with us to also to double check if it's a face-to-face or a phone appointment, because they alternate each week when it's a face-to-face or a phone appointment. So we can always cater to those. And we've also just heard that we've got spaces available on our Western Stars holiday program. And I know, guys, it's very rarely that we have spaces available, but we're letting you guys know now because we are a few weeks out from the school holidays. So our July holidays are coming in. It is $40 per day or $200 for the week. And they've got some really, really cool activities happening. So during the first week, they've got Nerf battles, they've got a trip to the Claude Lynn's playground, we've got some arts and crafts and kites, some cookie decorating, another trip to Inflatable World, and also because Friday the 10th of July is Matariki, so it is a public holiday, so no program on that day. But as we roll into the second week, they've got another action-packed full of games, activities. It looks like they've got a pajama party happening on the Wednesday. They're off to a theater, so they're off to see a show. And on the last day of the school holidays, they are off to the Melville skate rink to go and have a fun-filled day of roller skating, biking, and a whole lot of activities outside. So please make sure that you have, or if you're looking for a holiday program for your children through those 2 weeks, remember, like I said earlier, we are 2 weeks out from school holidays and our holiday program fills up very, very quickly. So we are letting you guys know now that we have spaces available. So please head over to our website. Up on our website, there is a little tab called Children, and you can hit the holiday program link there and it will take you to the enrollment form. So it is all, the information is all there, every sort of detail that you need to know about what to pack them. They do need lunch, they need lots of food, drinks, hats, spare clothes. Bring your kids down for 2 weeks of action-packed fun with us here at the Western Community Centre and with our amazing after-school care staff who run the holiday program. And you know what? I actually don't think we've ever introduced our after school care / holiday program staff to our listeners. And they are very much a part of our team. They run our afternoon slots for all of our babies. So I am just going to give a big shout out to our team. So we have Emma, who is our coordinator. So she is your first point of contact when it comes to our after school care program or our holiday program. So many of you guys would be in contact with Emma. And we have our awesome Caleb, Rosemary, and Azura, who are the rest of the staff members that look after all of our younger children through the entire year. So they are our after school care staff, and when it comes into the holiday program, they put their holiday program staff hats on and look after even more children through that period. So a massive shout out to our Western Stars teams. Thank you for looking after our babies and making sure they've got a cool action-packed full of year, really, with holiday program and after school care. So make sure you get enrolled. Ring us if you need some any support, and we'll flick you through to Emma. But we also have,
We could jump into the youth space now. It's about to get loud around here anyway. So there's about everyone's probably been waiting for an update. Well, the update is here. Yeah. Well, the update actually came out a while ago, maybe last week.
Yes.
And we have now raised over $950,000 to go towards the hub.
That's crazy.
To renovate, to create a safe space for young people to come and hang out. And that's what we've been talking about there for the last like two years now.
Yep.
And we've gotten to this point now where next month they are starting the renovation part of it, or the demolition side of things, and restructuring of the room that's already there.
Yep.
I feel that it's it doesn't quite feel that real at the moment, but I feel like once you see all the workers come and blocking off the car parks and stuff, it'll get real around that time.
Yeah.
But we're especially grateful for the people that have put time and effort into us, especially all the people that are like funding partners. I've got Len Reynolds, Lottery Grants Board, Well Energy Trust, DV Bryant, Gallagher Charitable Trust, Trust Waikato, Glenys and John Gallagher Foundation. We've got Lodge Tawhiri. Better say that right, Lodge Tawhiri. And I think it's Old Trusa International of Hamilton. And then Hamilton Central Rotary, Cambridge Drainage and Earthworks Limited. And we also thank Hamilton City Council for gifting us the changing rooms. Mm-hmm. To create that space. Now, in saying that, we are still looking and still keen for people. If you're looking at wanting to fund something or put some money somewhere, money still goes a long way. Even though the hub is about to get built or get restructured, that money can go far for our young people here in our community. And I'm going to talk a little bit about some other fundraising stuff that we have going on here. But, just to let you know, the update is that the hub is starting, and I think the date is the 7th of July.
Yep, it is. We've got a date finally given to us to start this build, and we are looking forward to it. We're hoping that we can share what that looks like, so visually. So make sure you guys are following us on our Facebook page, follow all of our social media pages, our Instagram page, just to keep up on track on what that's looking like, especially if you have been the awesome community members that have donated to us. If you remember, we did a 12-hour live last year to start the fundraising side of things for this. So if you were one of those amazing people that donated in that space, there is the space here to be able to watch that grow. We're hoping to have some really cool snippets of what that build looks like leading up to it being finalized and finished when it is finished. But I'm so excited. This is going to be so cool. And I know, like Tom said, it's been a little while since we gave you guys the update on this. And so we've been speaking more, meeting more about, finalizing everything. And now we're getting the fun. We're getting the real fun job of it.
It's one of those things that you talk about it so much that you feel like it's just dragging out.
Yeah.
And then when you don't talk about it, you're excited that it's been brought up again.
Yep.
So myself, Regan, and the rest of the staff are like, oh, yes, like we can talk about it again, knowing that there's like a couple of steps forward, like it's moving forward now.
Yeah.
And we're just talking about funding with you guys. We're also doing fruit trees that are for sale. There's $33 for is it mandarin, orange tree, and a mandarin tree.
Yeah, and they're beautiful trees. Some of them already got fruit on them.
See, you don't have to wait that long. You can just come and pick up your mandarin tree. Or orange tree, $33, and that funding will go towards the youth as well, to our youth programs and all that stuff as well. And, we have made some laundry detergent. We want to look at ways that we can sell that as well. We'll leave the ingredients out so that people can see it, but that's a coming soon type of thing, we want to make sure our young people get to help set it up. They get a bit of a leadway in it, so that it's owned by them, but ownership from them. We've got three buckets full. Yep. And those three buckets are 20 litres. So filled with laundry detergent, and we're telling our young people, you don't know how much, our young people don't do the shopping. So we're saying, you don't know how much laundry detergent is. Myself and Regan do, when we know that it's pretty expensive, pretty pricey.
Yeah.
So we know that if we buy these ingredients that we probably spent on the equivalent of just buying an actual 2-liter bottle of laundry detergent, can actually, we just made like 60 Was it 60?
We 80? Actually made 100 litres of washing liquid. Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, that's what we had put down as we had, it worked out to be, yeah, 100 litres that we had made for under 100. It would have been under $100 to have made the 100 litres. So we're trying to teach our young ones just easier ways. There is a little bit of work behind it. You do have to do some steps. You do have to do a little bit of cooking for it and putting it all together and letting it sit. But just seeing the hard work that goes into that and how long that can stretch out for a family and how much money you could save. So we're trying to teach our teenagers these little things that will benefit them as they start to look at moving out of their own homes into flatting situations, you know, into their own rentals and so on and so forth. So if we can set them up better and make sure that they know how to budget and find just more cheaper, reasonable ways to spend their money, then they've got plenty of surplus for savings and emergency funds is hopefully the idea for it. And they had a huge amount of fun making it too, definitely. There was it smelled beautiful in the room. I have to admit that it smelled absolutely amazing. And I was really excited to see how, ecstatic they were to make all of this and then take it home.
Yeah, it's different, eh? They came in with a different attitude and they're like, oh, why would we make that?
Mm.
And in the long run, like in the end, they're like, wow, this is actually pretty cool.
Yeah. So
I'm not teamwork, but a teamwork that they had to commit to. So I don't think that was anything challenging for them, but I think they needed it.
Yeah.
I think it was all good. So that's our new step, say, is creating those group challenges now. We've got a holiday program for our youth coming up as well. We want to have some amazing race stuff in there. Going to do an overnighter. Going to do some creative learning with our young people. Yeah. So, if you're around and you got some ideas, feel free to, if you want to, you can leave it on a note, and because we're open to all these ideas that we can do with young people, because any idea is a fresh idea, really.
Yeah.
Not that we're running out of ideas, but we would like something new on our plate as well.
We do like to get creative when we do things, eh? Just to spin it up a little bit. Also, we have, I thought I'd just quickly drop it in there, you know, because we are 2 weeks out from school holidays and it's my favourite time. We've got Western Wheels Learner's License course rolling back in very, very quickly. So our next course is from the 6th of July, Monday the 6th of July to Thursday the 9th of July. So Thursday being the test day. So it's a 3-day like learning course with the 4th day being the test day. I've got spaces available. They are running out very quickly and I am limited, but reminder that I do have the VTNZ testers come to me. So we don't take them to VTNZ or AA to test for their learner's license. They come to our space so that our students are still comfortable in the space that they are whilst they're still learning. So if you have someone that is 16 and over that is needing support or some extra guidance or just some help to get their learner's license, please get in contact with us. Please head over to our website. There is a link there for learner's license and it will give you the enrollment form, which will come directly to myself and I will make contact with you after that. Or give us a call or send us a message on Facebook. But we've got spaces available. Please enroll into them and come and hang out with me for the first week of the school holidays. We've got lots of games planned. I've got lots of prizes planned. You've got some owl plates that you can win. I've got some owl plates that are up for grabs for some competitions in my course this time round. And that was a massive thank you to a shop around one of our local shops who donated us some owl plates so that I could give them out to the community for when they attend our courses. So just those little bit of extra help. Come on down, join. We've had heaps of our youth go through our courses. Many of our young ones from our holiday program that are now older come through our learner's license. Tom has also run many learner license courses in the past as well. So we have seen all walks of life. So please get in contact with us we can get you enrolled into our course.
It's good to see when the young ones come through the ranks kind of thing and they go for their license. Kind of like for most of our young people actually in our program, it's like a rites of passage, you know, it's an entry or a step into adulthood, really.
Yeah, definitely.
We try and get, for myself and Regan, we try and get most of our young people when they turn the right age, 16, and we allow them this opportunity to come in and learn about the learner license. And because they've been on the programs, most of the time we will pay for their learner license fee.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just come in and do some extra work for us as well, like cleaning down the table and chairs, vacuuming the community centre. Maybe some of the jobs are like taking up the rubbish and stuff like that. You know, there's some quite tedious jobs as well that our young people will do. But they're all good with it. They know that it comes with being part of the community centre and part of them giving back, part of them feeling like they belong here, as like their own home type of thing. And we pay for their learner license.
And we've got our 50 plus luncheon today too, guys. Don't forget, lunchtime, 12 o'clock, we have the Nifty Thrifty. I was about to put that around the wrong way. So it is get creative with your op shop wares. So everybody, all of our community always looks forward to our 50 plus luncheon and trip. So yeah, another awesome luncheon. Come on down today, bring a plate down and just come and enjoy, make some new friends, meet some new people. If you're new into the area, if you're working with people that are in the 50 plus age and up, come on over to our luncheon with Nahuya. We do have a yearly planner that we have available at our front counter. We also put up on our Facebook page, so if you would like to see that or would like a copy of that, please pop in and grab one so that you know when the luncheons are happening, when the bus trips are happening, and when our Twilight Dinners tickets are ready to come out for November. But yeah, come on down. We've got our 50 plus luncheon. Last month was the autumn harvest, and it was absolutely beautiful. We picked up a lot of our leaves on the outside of our building and flowers, and got really creative with decorating the room and seeing all the awesome homemade relishes, jams and pickles that were brought in to share with everybody. So come in with your coolest op shop wares, and I'm pretty sure Nahuya's got prizes for the coolest outfits or the coolest finds that you have. Got some really cool games to happen, and yeah, come get amongst it all. It's always really cool to hang out with you guys and meet new faces in our luncheons as well. So you'll see many of our staff in and out helping with that, but come on down, please. It's going to be good. We will see you guys soon, very, very soon.
Nifty Thrifty, eh? Nifty, yep. Thrifty.
Nifty Thrifty.
Nothing wrong with a bit of thrift shopping, eh?
Oh, definitely.
And I know that they'll bring it too, because they always bring like thrifty gears and anyway, and they knit stuff.
Yeah.
Or they repair thrifty stuff.
That's, or they'll bring in plate whiteware. Oh, that, yep, they've found, or cool teapots and cups and stuff. So cool. Please bring it in. We want to see that stuff.
If you're around, come and check it out. But that's us for today. That's Out West Radio signing out, and we'll catch you next week. See you later.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.